Episode 354. It's feeling good. It's a little venom. Let there be carnage time. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley, Mr. Button all the way up to the top. With me is my sensitive co-host, you know, Miss Tifflebot. How are you this week? My co-host.
You know what? Yes, I am extraordinarily sensitive. It has been a sensitive week. I don't know how many of you out there listening also do this, but there was a lot of work crying. But here's the thing. This is a little revelation for the listeners and for Montego.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm like, what the hell?
I refuse to cry in the bathroom because I have too much work to do. So if there's going to be weeping, I'll be doing it at my desk.
Shit.
While I'm typing a memo. I'll be like,
man, I couldn't imagine.
Little tears right down my
face. Imagine.
Also, I do it because I like to make, like, you hear that noise Montego made? I like to make my coworkers who are not
super uncomfortable.
They're kind of emotionally reserved folks in my department. And they are very displeased.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't want to see that. Like, what the hell is she over there crying for? What the hell is
Welcome to hell, you fucks.
What's the problem?
You are as miserable as me. Okay. Maybe you should cut that out. Nope. Unless, you know what, people? Fuck you. Listen to my pain.
There you
Endure
go.
It.
Let's
Endure
go.
Endure it with me. Anyway.
So, man, we do have a... We got some good stuff on the show, and then we got some stuff we got to turn good. So the news is a little low this week, but we did find some stuff, man. We have, for all you Grand Theft Auto fans, there's some breaking news for you guys. So it should make you very happy because the game is actually making more money than it did when it was released, and that's interesting to me. There's some HBO Max news, man, that make a lot of people pleasantly surprised and happy, I would imagine. I'd love to hear what Tiff is going to have to say about some of this news. Also, man, since we're dealing with icky things that's supposed to be related to Spider-Man and spiders, we have Facts on Patrol this week talking about movies involving spiders. You know, some trivia questions.
Listen, pin in this.
Yes.
Are we recording?
Indeed.
Oh, well, fuck. So a long, long time ago, if you've only been listening to this show for maybe a few years now, you might not know that I was not always on this show.
Right.
And one of the earlier shows in which I presented a game, I had wanted to do a game called Spider or Man, where I gave you guys, but I didn't do it because it wasn't going to be questions about... I think it was, maybe I did do it. Was it Spider or Man or Spider-Man? And I might have given you guys facts of things that had happened and then asked you who did them. Was it a spider? Was it a man? Or was it Spider-Man?
I remember something about this, but I'm
foggy. Yeah, I'm just foggy. Like having like a flashback.
Yeah, yeah.
And now that I'm saying it, I kind of want to do it again.
Oh, Jesus. So, but
watch out.
But not today. So,
for fuck's sake. No, not today.
So we went to the movies. I went to the crowded ass theater and was sitting elbow to elbow with people. Couldn't believe it. I had to go see Venom for y'all, man. So we're going to be talking about Venom, Let There Be Carnage. And that's going to do it for today. After that, we're going to get the hell out of here and go check out some of this sun. So saying all that, are you ready to roll?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Let's go. It is time for the social media shout out. We're going to hurry up and get to some words. This info bot, could you hit that real quick?
Yeah, for everything Fans of Patrol, go to fansofpatrol.com. That's our main hub. You can reach us directly at fans@fansofpatrol.com as an email or on our social medias at Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Fans of Patrol. You can listen to us on your favorite listening platform, whichever that may be, where you're hearing us now. And then you can subscribe to our YouTube channel and also visit our Patreon.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Tifflebot. Now, there's just something happening in the video game world. And at first, we thought it was a cool thing. You know, Resident Evil came around and they remastered some of their oldies but goodies and had us very happy because the newer video games that's been coming out has been kind of shitty. And so most of us older gamers, I believe, have been revisiting those oldie but goodies. And then they said, hey, we're going to make them pretty. So, you know, better still. So that was cool. They did it with Mass Effect. And so now, you know, you have people who's still playing like, what do you call it? The not Resident Evil, the Rockstar games, though. Grand Theft Auto. what is it? Number five or
it's
something?
It's Grand Theft Auto. Are you talking about like who's playing now?
Right now, yeah. I think Grand
There's
Theft Auto.
There's people who are still playing these old games.
Okay.
But yes, people are still playing that one that you're talking about. It's still like alive.
Yeah, five is still
going
like
on online. People can buy stuff. People do purchase things in there and it makes money still.
Yeah, it's making more money than it ever has, you know, which is but nuts. That game is still, it makes more money every year. And so they decided to go and remaster the original trilogy, 1, 2, and 3. I wonder why. That's a bigger space for people to spend money and stuff, you know? So they're doing this, and it's like, okay, that's cool. Because the graphics on those games were never, like, in my opinion, top-notch, which was the biggest thing about it was the open world experience they gave you. You had to compromise with the graphics just being, okay, no big deal. So this is what they're doing now. And, you know, there's a trend of this stuff going on. So how does this fancy you, Tiflebot? How does this strike you?
Well, my experience with this particular, I'm very familiar because it was kind of, if you ever were into games and or knew people who were super into games, you probably ended up at a house party where this was being like played.
Yeah.
So these older ones. And the thing is that they're not my favorite. I would never play one. And I'll tell you why. Not good at shooting, not good at driving, like particularly in video games. Uh-huh. And that's like 95% of what you do is you're driving. A lot of people just get on to drive. Like if you're, you know what I mean? They'll throw on an old one and they'll just drive around.
Yeah. And beat up people and take their cars.
And take their cars and like then see how fast you can go to see if the cops, you know what I mean? Like, but so my experience with this is mostly through that, like watching people do that, but also the radio.
Yeah.
The infamous Grand Theft Auto radio, where they play real songs. But also there's like fake DJ chatter.
Yeah, they do. They have that's like that on Ford Horizon. A lot of games kind of do that. It's kind of cool. I like it.
I like it. Yeah. I would like to have that as like an ASMR experience, and I kind of have had that because my Mike likes to play these. But he said, which is, and I know who gives a shit about what Mike thinks. I don't most of the time. But he said he must was have surprised. Point.
Surprised about what?
That they were making this.
Well,
because he said if you go back and play those games now, they were really groundbreaking for their time, is what he said. But they're kind of clunky.
Yeah, and that's why I don't know why it would surprise anybody that they were doing this. If five is still making them money. And you
I thought they were just going to do skin cover. I didn't think that, like, you know what I mean? Like just a revamp of the graphics, not necessarily of any of the mechanics.
Well, so when you say clunky, it's not graphic.
Correct. And there was other issues. And plus, I wonder about, obviously, some of the social issues that are different now than they were then.
And, you know, I remember it was a big old problem when this game came out, you know, with relating this to, you know, actual violence. And funny enough, I just watched this story on NBC looking at all the carjacking in Chicago. And one of the juveniles that's doing it, they didn't show their faces, literally said, yeah, I've been watching Grand Theft Auto and it just looked fun. And he's been out there carjacking people for about 2 years.
Shit.
I mean, so I'm not saying that this, you know,
I mean, is it not necessarily that video games particularly lead to this behavior, but that, I mean, your life experience and anything that you intake does.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And that's like a once in a, like, okay, for instance, if I read a bunch of true crime, I'm not going to become a serial killer.
Some people might though, you know. So.
But some people, you're right, some people might, right? So like it's not an if then, but it's a if then maybe.
It's not that you have no responsibility as developers to even consciously think about that sometime and be like,
well,
you know, maybe, you know,
as you say, I would like to bring up a Montegoism here. Everybody, okay. Are you ready? we get to throw it in his face. Let's all enjoy it.
All right.
Remember how sometimes somebody will discuss having a baby at an R-rated movie and then you say, well, they shouldn't be there and it's the parents who are bad.
Some piece of shit just had a bam baby in a movie I just went to. I was so pissed and a toddler running around. Oh my God.
I am saying that if you do not want your children to be exposed to that kind of stuff.
I agree, but people don't.
You need to keep it away from them.
Because the parents.
I mean, and I understand that, like, you go out and they go out in the world and they see it.
Parents are pieces of shit too. They don't even care. They just, you know, just it's amazing. It's a kid.
Anyway,
the kids.
I know why they're remaking this exactly like you said, because Cash. They're gonna make up the popularity of yes. whatever's happening now. So even people who have never played those before are gonna buy it.
Yes, indeed. It's all of course. Okay, so we live in a money world. So I'm not mad at them for trying to make some money, but it's just getting, in my opinion, a little lazy because I can't remember the last brand new video game that just shook my drawers to the core. You know, like, I love this. It's been years. And so
I would like to recommend something to you.
What was that?
You need to start just playing small indie games.
Maybe.
That's where I have found the most. And like, you may think, like, when people hear that, who play like a lot of the bigger games, which there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Those are good too. But like, there's a lot of like really small indie games that are sometimes just as long, but sometimes shorter in duration, like more like maybe 3 to 5 hours.
Yeah.
Whereas most games that most people play are like 8 to 10 hours. And then actually Grand Theft Auto is more of along the lines of it could be like the regular campaign might take 8 hours to complete, but it's endless because it's open world. You can continue to play.
Yeah.
Once you're done, you can take other quests, yeah, yeah. side quests, whatever.
Yeah.
But the indies that are coming out now are just so clever and strange and beautiful and great to investigate. And I think that, you know,
well,
listening should try that too.
I might look into that, TiffleBot. I mean, because I had a really good experience this summer with Mass Effect, but I had played those games, but they changed them around enough to make me excited. And, you know, I've played most of the games I've been playing has been something that's, you know, older. I think the newest game I played has been Forza Horizon 4, which is an old formula. It's just a driving game.
Say it again.
Forza Horizon 4. What's the problem?
That's how you say it.
Yeah, yeah. What's the matter?
But I still think it's funny.
Oh, okay.
Because I want to say Forza.
Forza.
Before that, but how they say it, Forza.
Yeah. So, yeah, because I play the games. That's been a lot of fun, but, you know, I mean, groundbreaking, you know, video. All the groundbreaking games they've been releasing haven't even been finished. You know what I'm saying? And you're like, I'm paying for a piece of garbage here. You know, it's...
Well, like, I also think that sometimes... Well, there's been an ongoing debate. And I know this isn't what we're talking about now.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone way off the rails.
Oh, it's all good.
But if you... there's an ongoing debate about whether or not video games are art. And, yeah, of course they are. Anything visual with a storyline and even without... I mean, like, stagnant images, obviously, are art.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? Like, yeah, something that somebody has created with the intent to...
Any entertainment is art, man. Come on, get out of here.
Get off your high horse.
Yeah, yeah, quit being pieces of shit.
The controller can't reach that high, so you're going to have to come down.
Indeed.
And I'm going to show you what you're missing.
So
I don't know. I think that the best things happening are indie games, and I encourage people to play them.
Well, I'm gonna check it out at your behest.
I'll send you a list. And then we'll post the list.
There we go. So let's talk about something that is brand new.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I did not see this coming, TiffleBot. We watched Suicide Squad in August, and we loved it. Both of us, we had a great time, and we felt like this is what they should have did the first time around. They won us over. DC finally did a good thing, right? And Peacemaker was in this movie, John Cena, and his role was surprising. There was actually a few roles in this movie that were really surprising that we liked. And he had an accident in the movie. We didn't think he was alive, so there's no need of not trying to spoil this now. Obviously, he was alive because they're supposed to be announcing, I think, next week at DC Fandom. They blew it already because maybe it was going to be leaked. That Peacemaker is having his own show on HBO Max, you know, starring John Cena. And I wanted to know, how did you feel? What did you think about this, TiffleBot?
Okay, so I didn't really like Peacemaker.
You didn't like the character? You didn't like him when he walked past and did the stabby, stabby, stabby thing and was
going
back and forth with the Idris Elba character? You know, when he was talking about his dope as fuck.
Like, okay, you know what? Okay, yeah. There are things I like about him, I guess. But he did a bad thing.
Oh,
right?
He was a piece of shit. That's for sure.
That makes, and I'm not, and you know, I usually like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But for me, I think what he did was not just a piece of shit. It was cruel.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And that I don't like cruelty. But also, who fucking cares? I love a bad. It make me love you. Make fucking change my mind. I bet you fucking will, because you're right. You're saying those things to me that he did, and I'm having a little giggle, and it's great.
Yeah.
But did you watch this teaser trailer?
No, I didn't. There was a trailer attached to this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hold up. We're gonna hold the show.
Okay.
And we are back, man. You know, I'm off guard there. I didn't know it was an actual video footage of that. So continuing the conversation, Tifflebot, now that I've seen that, interesting thing to see. It's
I want you to tell me what you think. I refuse to say until you say.
Okay, first of all, this is pre-mission to Suicide Squad. So I'm not sure. I thought that it was going to be post-Suicide Squad. Maybe it will be. But this looks pre. But I enjoyed the hell out of this clip. I like the character. I enjoyed him in the movie, even though he was a piece of shit. But he had a code. He was a piece of shit with a code, and he was following his code. So as long as you got a code,
that's kind of cool. You know what? Mm-hmm. Actually, I think this has been established in your canon. That is acceptable behavior in Montego's book. As long as you think it's right.
Yeah, I mean,
you have a moral code, and it is your moral code.
I'm going to tell you one thing about that scene that struck me is that I assume that with the amount of teasing they was getting from them little clowns that he would knock somebody's ass off. But I like how he just took it like he was the weakest schoolboy at the table. You know, he just took it. They just kept it. They wouldn't even stop. You know? So I think I dig this. And I think it's a great move by DC because I wasn't expecting this. I had no idea this was happening. So what do you think?
So I don't want to disappoint you, and that's why I didn't say anything.
Well, do what you do. Say what you say.
There's nothing wrong. I do think that there's something a little bit bland.
Okay.
About it.
About the trailer? Like, about the scene?
Yeah, like, the jokes aren't super funny to me, which is fine. I don't always think everything is funny. You know that.
Yeah. No, I wasn't laughing out loud or nothing.
No, I watched you. Mm-hmm. I watched you watch it. Yeah. And I didn't see you smile or anything. Do you know what I mean? So I was like, oh, okay. That's why I was kind of curious. I thought maybe you would agree. Anyway, doesn't matter. The point is that it just feels like it's not, it's like half baked almost. It feels like not in the way I can tell by the scenery, the set, that they have a vision of what they want, and the characters all look, if they didn't say anything, I could even tell that the characters all have a personality.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I mean, and those same characters that was in the movie. So, you know.
So yeah, so it's great, but there's just like the jokes are kind of hokey and stupid. And then they kept going. And then that was all that there was. There was nothing, there was no big punch up that at the end that I was expecting. I don't know.
Well, this was,
it seemed like an average scene rather than a trailer scene.
Yeah, and I think that's the point because they really want to wow you at DC fandom because that's their new Comic-Con for DC, you know, releasing all their stuff. So they're not going to try to wow you really. They just want to say, I think they was just saying, look, we're still trying to retain the humor from the Suicide Squad. We don't want to show you too much, but we just want to know, let you see that this dude is, this is what we're going to do. And so I was fine with it. I'm not like, oh, it was so funny. I'm still surprised he ain't beat nobody's ass in there for making fun of him like that, you know?
Yeah, like, see, okay. But that's what I mean. Like, why wasn't there just like one punch?
Well, that would have been.
Right? Just,
I'm glad it wasn't. Because then it's like.
Fuck off.
Because then I'm like, you know, of course he was going to hit him. Ooh. No, I like the fact that he took it like the weak kid at the table at the lunchroom. You know, he was just like, oh, you guys. You know, I'm like, that's fine. That's fine. I like it. So now I got something I'm looking forward to. I want to see more of this. I want to see more. What are you guys going to show us?
Excellent.
How is this going to work out? Are you going
to? I will watch this. Yes, I would 100% watch this.
Yeah, Suicide Squad was actually
I thought it was good.
Such a pleasant surprise.
The thing is that I don't know if I'm going to ever watch it again. I probably will. I love the polka dot guy.
I have seen it again.
He's so fucked up. No, I want to watch it, but the fucking starfish with those things.
With the holes. Yeah.
My
daughter's the same way. A lot of people feel that way and wish they wouldn't have put that in there. Yeah.
I wish my elbows are like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm terribly uncomfortable right now thinking about it. But anyway, go on.
I get it. So I mean, that's all I had to say about that. It was a slow news week, but I thought, you know, that
the pretty, you know what, that ended up being
you saved it with actual footage. But, I mean, yeah,
there are other things happening. Did you know that?
Yeah, I know they're having a Harkness. Marvel is doing the what is it, the evil Harkness, the next door neighbor from WandaVision. Yeah, she's getting a show. Yeah, she's getting a show. What else is happening?
I'm talking about, like, when did that fucking trailer come out for Resident Evil, the new Resident Evil?
Oh, I didn't see a trailer for the Resident Evil.
And then, what's the other thing? Oh, yeah, the Dwayne The Rock Johnson rap situation.
I could care less about that. I don't
have that just happened this morning, but I think it might be a good laugh.
Oh, really?
Although people say it's good. Said it's good. But I mean, you can't do what? Why do you have to do everything?
We're going
to
put a pin in this. Hold on for a second. I've got to go listen. Fuck. God.
I don't.
No way. Oh, God. I'll never get that time back. Oh, God.
You guys don't listen to him. I mean, here's the thing. Is it good? Not really.
No.
However, his bemoaning of the amount of time it took him to listen to it doesn't matter because he's watched the Transformers movies more than once.
You know what? When you're 50, just stop. Sit down somewhere. Keep doing what you do. Stay in your lane. You know, just stay in your lane. And that, ugh.
I dropped my phone. I was trying to look at my phone. I was like so shocked.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't ever want to hear that again. So there we go.
I'm going to play it every time I win. And I'm going to start making sure that I win a lot more trivia contests.
That's like with what's his name? Idris Elba had that rap on that, that same movie he was in with The Rock and, what was that? Shaw and Hobbs.
Shobbs and Hobbs. Yeah. Right? Shobbs and
Hobbs. Equally mind splitting.
It's so hard to say.
Just please stop
it. I'm so sorry. I did not know that.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I'm going to be looking it up later.
It's terrible. Anyway, that's going to do it. We're going to take a break and we're going to come back with our facts or patrol. So hold on to them cheeks. Oh, God. It was. Ugh. All right, man, we're back. I got my brain back from that song that was just pulsating in my head. But I'm back. I'm feeling good, too. So it's just your first time listening to the show. We do things in the middle section, man. We do one shots. We do trivia. We do all types of trivia. I mean, all types of games. So this time we settled on Facts on Patrol because we want to do something involving spiders since Venom is from the Spider-Man universe.
It's very tangentially. We want to do something about spiders.
Yes.
Because Venom, yes, who is not a spider, no, is from the Spider-Man universe.
Yes, indeed. To follow my logic, just keep the train going. So Tiff has four questions. I have four questions. The winner takes all. And we're going to lob it like a volleyball over the net, you know, and see who survives. So Tiffobot, why don't you hit that sucker first? How about that?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So my first question for you, and I'm going to ask this so you can't ask it. Name the giant spider in Harry Potter Chamber of Secrets.
Well, that's very easy, Tiffobot. That's Aragorn. That's not his name? Aragorn?
It's close. It's so close. It's so close, and I knew you were going to make this mistake. And that's why.
What is it? What is it? What is it?
It's Aragog.
Oh, I fucked. I mean, I messed up.
Yeah. I'm gonna give it to you.
I'm gonna give it to you.
Right. You don't want a cheap win.
Nope, I should have said
it's
it
gotta
right.
It's gotta be clean. It's gotta be a clean win.
Yep, I should have said it right.
I don't want a tie. I want a clean win.
I should have said it right.
Jesus. All right. Go ahead and ask me. Now here's the thing. Gotta tell you, could barely think of any spider movies, so I think this is gonna be hard for me, but go on.
Okay, so shouldn't be too hard for you, Tiffobot. Just, you know. All right, man. 1990, a spider movie came out. Really, it was supposed to be a horror movie. I didn't think it was very scary, but it's Arachnophobia. Award-winning director was a part of this. Now, are you familiar with Arachnophobia, Tiffobot?
Yes.
You are. You know, I wonder how many people are because it had, you know, stellar directors attached to it. Do you know who the director of this movie was?
No, Steven Spielberg? I don't fucking know.
Son of a bitch. It was. It was. You just guessed that.
I mean, I kind of thought it might have been. That's why I was like, well.
No. When I was researching this, I was very surprised because I was like, that was no big deal of a movie. And, yeah, you know, I mean, it was truly no big deal. And it was Steven Spielberg. I think that's when Steven Spielberg was on his little low. You know what I'm saying? He was trying to, Jurassic Park had not happened yet, you know, and then.
Sure.
You know, because I was so surprised he was attached to this because I was like, that movie wasn't shit. That's how I felt about that movie.
Well, that's funny because I have a question for you about Arachnophobia.
Oh, shit. Okay, go ahead.
What famous actor played the exterminator in Arachnophobia?
Oh, shit. It's what's his name? It's the guy that was on Roseanne. what is his name?
You got this. Just need to relax.
He was on Roseanne. He's been everywhere. What is his name? Damn, I know who it is, but I'm going down in flames today.
I want to give it to you because a little behind the scenes for you. This is not abnormal for either of us. Do you know what I mean? It's not like you're just don't know. No, it's just like your brain escapes your
John
brain.
Goodman.
So do you want to give you a half point?
John Goodman.
That's it.
Yeah.
I knew you'd get there eventually. Like, I knew you fucking knew it.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Good job.
All right.
Okay. See, I'm excited for you. Yes.
Oh, shit.
That's the kind of team player I am. I don't care who wins or loses.
Okay. Well, here's your question.
All right.
Okay. So in 2002...
Mm-hmm.
I think his name, the director, I think his name is Emerald. Well, it's not even part of the question. Who was the main hero actor in the movie, the 2002 movie about giant spiders, eight-legged freaks?
Who was like the name of the character or the name of the actor?
The main actor.
Oh my God. David Arquette?
Yeah, keep acting like you don't know who. What the hell? Yes, it was David Arquette.
No.
It was David Arquette. That's for sure.
Listen, knock it off. Knock it off. Here's the thing. Yes, I did know that. The reason I said David Arquette ? Is because I couldn't think of his name right away.
Yeah. It was absolutely David Arquette.
For the love of God. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Next one for you.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is an easy one.
Easy.
Whose tarantula did Kevin use in his booby traps in Home Alone?
Buzz's.
Oh, my God. Here's the thing. I was going to tell you that I would accept Buzz or his brother, but, like, I can't believe that you got it, that his name was Buzz. I would never have remembered that.
That's what
so
I
there's
do.
A point for you. We're tied right now.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
In the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Oh, fuck.
There was a spider, a gigantic spider.
Yes, there is.
And the spider had a name, a specific name.
Why?
What was the name?
You know, this is my own fucking medicine.
The name of the gigantic spider.
Does have a name.
Indeed. You can get this. You got this. You can do this.
I don't think I do, honestly. No, I don't. I have no idea.
Shelob.
See, never would I wouldn't, never. My brain, if my brain ever knew that, that turd has long ago since been flushed.
Right. Shelob.
Wow.
Yep.
I'm sad for everyone. I'm sad for me that I lost the point. I'm sad for you that you knew that. I'm sad for everyone that that's something that you would ask.
Well, shit, coming up with spiders in movies, you know.
Well, here's the thing. That's a pretty good one, actually.
Oh, shoot.
So I got one more for you.
Fire away.
What movie,
mm-hmm.
and you'll get this, it's very easy, ends with a giant mechanical spider fight? Like, not fight, it's used in a fight.
Is that Wild Wild West?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a terrible ass movie.
Yes. Look at this. 3 points, you win.
Oh, shit. It's been a while. Hit that Freddie Mercury right there. we just love to be a champion. You know, it's been a while since we had a chance to be a champion on this silly show. I love winning, but thank you. It was a very good competition. I think it was harder. It would have been a more interesting thing for having people watch us research this shit, try to find some spider movies.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? And then here's the thing, you guys. There have been a lot of spiders in movies.
Yes.
But first of all, there's been a lot of really, really, really small movies, I would say, or like people who are like really into watching like old, like classic, but not even classic, just like old shit, might watch these movies that are about spiders from like the 1950s and stuff.
But plenty of them.
Wouldn't be able to ask that question because nobody knows the answers to those questions.
Yeah, lots of them.
But then
lots.
You'd also be surprised by how many movies do feature spiders, but in no real way that you could ask a question about them. Like, for instance, that movie that we watched for this show, the one with the kid, the turning, a spider crawls out of his mouth. But since you know that I'm asking you about spiders, I'm not sure what way I would frame that. Like, what crawled out of his mouth? Well, obviously it was a spider because we're talking about spiders.
You brought up a god awful movie.
I did. And it's hilarious Ooh. Because when I saw that, I was like, I remembered most of the plot as soon as I saw that picture. But then I was like, I can't believe how much I had forgotten. I'd basically forgotten that I'd seen that movie.
Yeah, we had Ray from, what's the name of the show? Gorilla Brain Podcast on there reviewing that with us, man, back in the day. Go check that out in the archives. That was one of the lockdown shows. You know, we were churning them out, Tiff, twice a week. Oh, shoot. So that's it, man. We're gonna take the last break, man, and we're gonna come back with a real movie that we had to go to the real theater to. So we'll be right back. All right, man, we're back. Venom, Let There Be Carnage, 2021, PG-13, small 1 hour, 37 minutes. I know you appreciated that, Tiffobot.
Listen, you guys, my boner almost blew my computer off the table when I fucking saw that it was only an hour and 30 minutes. I was like, I saw that. First of all, I had to see it on Friday. It was the only time I had time to see it. So I was like, there's going to be so many fucking people in this movie theater. And I was like, I'm going to try to get there as soon as I can after work. So the soonest I could get in was 6 o'clock, but I didn't even bother looking at the time because I was so concentrated on trying to get there as soon as possible that when I saw that it was only 97 minutes, man. I was just like, holy fucking Christ.
It was, made you happy, Tiffobot.
The angels shone down from heaven. I'm a new person.
Man. Action, adventure, sci-fi, thriller. Eddie Brock attempts to reignite his career by interviewing a serial killer, Cletus Cassidy, who becomes a host of a symbiote carnage and escape prison after a failed execution, Tiffobot. So that's the synopsis. Mm-hmm. Who's in this movie, Tiffobot?
Everyone's favorite, Tom Hardy.
Yes, indeed.
He is hot as hell, even when he's looking like shit.
Yeah.
Michelle Williams.
Yeah, she's, yeah, ma'am, she is.
Naomi Harris.
Oh, God. That dirty bathwater, Tiffobot. Holy shit, she fine.
If we're talking about dirty bathwater, we can talk about Tom Hardy's dirty bathwater.
His dirty bathwater, too, Tiffobot.
Everyone's dirty bathwater in this movie. Reed Scott. Stephen Grant, why is Woody Harrelson so low on here? Woody Harrelson and Peggy Liu.
Oh well, in IMDb he's number two, Tiffobot.
Well, of course, this is just a list. Yes. This is just a list, and it doesn't matter.
Yes.
So
hey, Tiff. Oh, directed by Andy Serkis. Check that out.
Holy shit!
Yeah, man. Yeah. This has been his thing. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. So, is it time to roll? Oh yeah, it's absolutely time for one word. What you got?
This was a hard one word for me. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say enjoyable. That's not the right word. See, enjoyable isn't the right word. It was just like passable.
Passable.
That's what I'm going to say. Hey, you know, passable.
That's a pretty good one word. It kind of relates. It doesn't relate to mine, but I totally agree with your one word. My one word is forgettable. However.
Forgettable?
It's forgettable. But I enjoyed it while I was watching it, and it was fine. But, you know, in the scheme.
But when you leave, you're not like going to be like.
Well, not
even. Yeah, because like even now, I'm trying to think of like, I remember stuff from it, obviously. But like, you're like, you probably forget about it in 2 or 3 years.
That's what I'm saying. It's not going to hold like a Iron Man or, you know, like a Spider-Man Homecoming. It's not going to be in my head like that. Like, oh, man, that was a really good superhero movie. I enjoyed the shit out of that. You know, it's like, okay, this movie suffers from some things. And I'm going to say, you know, I could say this right from the beginning. One, the biggest thing it suffers from is that Venom is a cool character, but he's still just never going to be a main character no matter what you do. And if he was a part of a bigger universe, like say with Spider-Man, played by these characters, this might be something. But because it's still just, you know, anti-hero type of thing going on, it's like it's okay. I enjoyed myself, but it's forgettable. So saying that, let's hit those spoilers so we can get into it. So. Where did this movie start, Tiff?
Okay, so we start in the past. Yeah. And we see Cletus.
Yeah.
And they're young, but like, honestly, I know this makes me sound really old. I am starting to lose the ability to kind of tell how old young people are because they all just look 10.
Well, here's the problem with Tifobot.
Were they 10?
It said they were in reform school, but even these actors look like they was in their mid-20s. So
Right. So like they're 10, 15, 20. I don't know how, but then the reason I say that I thought that they were younger is because they are he is so much older.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's been so long, right? Yeah. It doesn't matter. Okay. So it's 1996.
Yeah.
So they must have been supposed to be older.
Yeah.
So, it doesn't matter, you guys. They're in this fucking home, and it's like it's not a reform home. It's like a kind of like an orphanage.
No, it said reform home. It said reform.
Home for unwanted children.
Man, shit. And she has a superpower, and they come take her out of there.
Yeah.
And they're in love. They be on a wall, you know, and they take her out, and you know, she's deciding she's gonna use her power on this dude. They should have had better preparations. And she's like, I'm gonna get you. And everything wrecks, and you know, she gets shot in the face. And I'm like, damn. So that was a very good beginning for me. I dug that, you know.
I thought this was fine. I didn't mind it so much. There's a little bit of some potential overacting in this movie, and maybe also underacting, which is a problem. But yeah, this beginning is fine.
Yeah. So, you know, after that, they come to the future, and we're with Ira.
It's not the future; it's the present day.
The present. I'm sorry. Yeah, and so we're with our hero, man. You know, we're with Eddie and Venom, and they're coexisting together, and it's really weird. And one thing about this movie that never got old to me was the way Venom talks to everybody. I love it. I don't give a damn. People in the movie weren't laughing. They didn't seem like they enjoyed it like I did. But all that shit he kept talking, I was just like, I love it. Just keep talking like that.
I love that. Here's the thing. I do love Eddie and Venom.
Yes. More of that.
But they have to do other stuff. And when they had that, okay. See, I don't want to like get too far ahead. Mm-hmm. But like, there's a detective, and it turns out that Cletus will only talk to Eddie Brock, which is funny to everyone because he's been, you know, he's had a quote unquote mental break, but really he's just a you know, host to a symbiote.
Yeah, and not doing well with it. I mean, because the place is terrible, and you know, they're bickering one another.
He's living a horrible life. He looks greasy. Yes, he does. He looks unwashed. Yes, he looks unhappy. And so. They visit him in the cell, and he has kind of like, you know, if you print this weird little riddle, I will give you my life story, which actually would be you could make millions of dollars. People who have written serial killers, confessional whatevers before they die usually make tons of money. But betwixt the time that he would have given him that and the time that it actually happened, Venom saw drawings on the inside of his cell.
Now, Tiff, I dug that Venom was way smarter than Eddie. You know, and he was like, looked at it and he figured out everything about this dude, and they were able to recover their bodies, and Eddie got famous overnight, bought him a new motorcycle. I dug that. I was like,
He was like, what are you doing? And he says, your job. Everything that talking about this movie in retrospect, like while I was watching it, the time passed. And I don't know if that makes sense to anyone who's listening to this, but like sometimes it's all you need.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you try, like a movie that's enjoyable enough where you're like, literally like, maybe this is how Montego feels most of the time. Cause I was like, my brain's off. We are in this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, I do. That's how I enjoy so much shit. You know, I'm like, you know, you took me someplace and I enjoyed the ride, and you know, so great.
And also, to be fair, I think what might've helped your viewing experience as it helped mine was that my theater was actually not very full.
If my theater was empty,
it was only like 10 people.
Oh my God. I just wanted to get out because I'm telling you, elbow to elbow with a packed
theater. It doesn't feel that. Don't feel the same anymore.
No. And I didn't like
it. You know what I mean?
I didn't like it before COVID.
No, exactly. Full disclosure. Mm-hmm. Before I was on this podcast, if I had gone to a movie on a Friday night, mm-hmm. and I went in and there was no place for me to sit separate, at least one chair separate from a person,
I'm out.
I might just go back and return my ticket.
Yeah.
Because I'm there to enjoy myself, and I don't want you moving your feet.
I don't want to
your stinky hot dog.
I don't want to smell you I just want to be here by myself.
I don't want to smell you. I don't want to hear you.
Exactly.
I know that you think that like you're crunching your popcorn doesn't annoy anyone. It annoys me. I know you think that your whispering isn't heard by anyone. I hear you.
100.
You know what I mean? Like, just go away.
Yes.
Anyway, so I'm watching this. And then so he gets... He had not revealed the location of his of the bodies. And so
he's pissed now. Yeah, he's mad now. Shit, you know.
Yeah. When that happens, he obviously won't give him the story. And then he bit him.
You know, now see, this is the only part of the movie, even with all the fantastic stuff that was going on, this part bothered me because it was so manufactured. They could have did something better than this. It's like...
But you know what?
What's that?
He did lick the spider blood off his hand.
No, did he?
Yeah, like they made a point of him enjoying the taste of blood until that point.
Yeah, but I'm saying
it doesn't really matter. Here's my question.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about Venom or Spider-Man or any of this shit. It's the symbiotes, I guess.
That's like, not the problem.
Is that how you become a symbiote?
No, that's not the problem. The problem was those guards told you to stay 6 feet back away from the cell. There was a line.
He didn't even try to stop you when you went over there and smacked him.
And when he put the recorder on the cell, I was like...
Yes. I thought that too, because when he moved, I was like, oh, he's going to get up and grab that and do something with
that. Yeah, I'm like, well, damn, this is
But then nothing ever pays off from that, so why did they focus on that? There's some of those scenes in this movie, and because it is so short, that I was like, we're done.
Yeah. He grabs his hand, he bites it, and then he licks the blood, and we're like, okay, that's how it's going to happen. I don't remember how Cassidy became Venom, but who cares, right? They manufactured it really quick, and so just go with it. So, you know, he goes, sees the girlfriend, she's getting married. I enjoyed this scene because I thought...
I did too, because he likes her.
I thought he would have been over it, though.
Venom does.
Yeah, I thought he would have been over it, and he wasn't, you know, and I really like when Venom was like, you know, this is worse than all the pain. You know, I'll be here for you, Eddie. And he was cooking him breakfast and shit like that.
My favorite part of this whole fucking thing when he goes to see her, he's like, Eddie, I'm going to make you cry. She will love it.
It's pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good.
So that is an interesting storyline and kind of fun. And then like, so she just tells him she's getting married.
It's over, right. Exactly.
Yes.
So,
and then cool. I think this is when is this where they have the fight?
Yeah, because, you know, his life is shit. And at this point, yeah, he made money. And then they, you know, as he says something, he thinks he's cheering him up. And the next thing you know, they're cussing each other out and he's throwing them around. And he leaves and goes out there and beats on his motorcycle and destroys it, you know. And they break up and he's happy with it. And Venom is going from person to person. And when he goes into that rave, I enjoyed that scene so much. You know, everybody's like, cool costume. And he's walking around and he gets up there and says his little truth. But it's empty to him because Eddie's not there, you know. And he's like, oh, I wish Eddie was here. And so I kind of dug it, you know. And like I said, this is cool. This is cool. I like this. But it just, you know, you just need, I don't know, more. So then they start developing this relationship with Cletus and Francine. Cletus busts into there and, you know, he becomes Venom. And when he becomes Venom and destroys
Carnage.
That.
Yeah, when he becomes Carnage.
When he becomes Carnage, he destroys that prison cell, chasing the warden all around. It was cool. It was cool.
It looked a little shitty.
You thought it looked shitty? I thought it would look fine.
This one looked a little weird. And I don't know if it was. I don't necessarily think it was the special effects. I think it was the idea was kind of stupid. Like, I don't want to see him turn into a tornado.
Oh, the tornado was dumb.
That where I'm just like, eh. It's just kind of like slightly missing the mark or something. But like, his whole point, Cassidy or. Yeah, Cletus Cassidy, his whole point is he wants to be with his girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
But
he likes killing, though. And so I was surprised that so many of those prisoners weren't killed, too. I figured he would have killed whoever, you know.
I don't even know if he does like to kill, but I also think that he likes chaos. And I do think that this movie does conflate the word carnage with chaos.
Oh, let me say something about the actor playing Woody Harrelson. I thought he owned this role and I loved him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I thought he was fine in it. I thought it was, I totally believed that he was Cletus Cassidy. I wasn't even thinking about Woody Harrelson when I was seeing him. You know, I was like, that, you know. All right. And I love that they took the curly hair away from him because it looks so much better with the regular hair.
He did look better, but also the new hair they gave him also looked kind of weird when he got it cut.
Oh, you thought it so? Okay.
And it was like, he kept brushing it forward. And I was like, oh, this is weird. And I think it's because he's obviously bald in real life.
Yeah. So he steals the car, you know. I don't know why he's like the Joker, like on steroids, because like he beats up the clerk so bad in there for why, you know what I'm saying? And
that's what I'm saying. He just likes chaos.
Yeah. Yeah. So he goes and gets the lady, breaks her out of there. She has no fear of, you know, his power. She was just like, well, he got a power, I got a power. Yes. And I was waiting for the whole time where she was going to use her power and mess up Carnage, you know, and it happens. You know,
it does.
And, you know, he slaps her to the ground and says, if she does it again. And, you know, so there, I kind of like how they played that they were not symbiotic, you know.
Right, right. Which is a really great thing that happens. But also, like, some of the stuff that happens where, like, she is like, oh, that's my dream car. It's like, how, you can't drive.
Yeah, you, well, maybe
you have never been outside of whatever this is. But then also, so, they do a good job of like, she's not afraid or anything like that, because they are two people who want to watch the world burn because they no longer have empathy or sympathy for other people because
absolutely.
They do not believe that, but because they haven't been seen, shown that themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they break out, they do a whole bunch of shit.
I'll tell you what I did like. I like the cartoon drawing showing Cassidy's life.
Yeah, I wondered who drew those. I liked those.
Yeah, it looked good, and it, you know, it showed you how bad he was. But they even did something better for character development. They waited to the end to do it, which was actually, I think, worked better when he was saying, like, yeah, you don't know what that old chick did to me. You don't know what my, you know, you don't know what they did to me and why I killed him. So it kind of was like, you know, I hate the sense that when they just say evil is just born and this kid was just always evil from the beginning. I like to have a complicated villain no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, he was abused by all three of those people because he said so, you know. And, you know, I guess once the killing got good for him, he just kept going with it. I dug that. I was like, okay, fine. You know, let me feel something for this character. Let me understand him a little bit more than just being this agent of chaos, you know, which sometimes works too, because like in Nolan's Batman, the Joker was an agent of chaos and you didn't know nothing about his backstory and it just worked, you know. So, you know, whatever. So they have this church fight. They steal the girl, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they got, you know, I think Venom likes the girl, the lady, just as much as he, you know, he loves her, you know what I'm saying? He, you know, couldn't wait to get her back. And so,
oh, yeah, yeah. He loves Eddie's girlfriend.
Yeah. And so they go to the church and, you know, they're there for this big showdown, you know. And I was, when the showdown was coming, I was kind of like, oh, damn, Tiff. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, shit, here we go with a showdown. But it didn't get on my nerves, this whole fight, you know, because in the middle of it, the villains started fighting themselves, you know, because you had the couple and Carnage was just such a piece of shit. He didn't even realize. He didn't even want to be, you know, symbiotic. You know what I'm saying? It's just, he didn't care. My favorite line was when Venom was like, oh, shit, it's a red one. And, you know.
Yeah, that's the best line in the whole movie. And I'm kind of sad that it was in the preview.
Yeah, but when it happened,
I was still like, it was such a good line. I think there's like a couple different ways that can go where you're either, you lose a surprise and then doesn't hit you the same way.
Yeah, yeah.
In this one, I was like, I couldn't wait.
Yeah, I forgot about it.
I
was like,
ooh, I can't wait for it to happen.
I forgot about it, Tiff. So when it happened, I was like, oh, shit, that's such a good line.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're just like, yeah. Oh, it's a red one.
which calls back to the first movie where there was different types. And when, you know, Venom didn't want nothing to do with that general, you know, that he was fighting. He was like, oh, I don't want to fight him, you know. So I kind of like that, you know, he said in the first movie that I, too, am a loser, you know, on my planet.
Too, am a loser. Yeah,
so it's like, good, you know. So, you know, they do this fight, this razzle-dazzle, and I can't even remember how they won. They joined forces, right?
Yeah, they joined. You mean, no, so what happens is he makes the sound happen, and then when he grabs Carnage off of him, when they're separated, and eats him.
Yeah, he did eat him, because the lady was hitting him with her sonic blast, and the bell thing was happening. And right when the fight was getting to the point that I was like, okay, I'm tired of this shit, it was over. So I was like, oh, very good. Because I was, you know, it was going and going and going and going and going.
It was kind of going and going, yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit, y'all just taking this shit too far. The director don't know how to end it. But then when he ate him, I was like, nice and simple, which I don't think is going to be a solution. But, oh, well, you know. So, you know, that was pretty much it. I enjoyed it. However, it's forgettable to me. You know, it will leave my psyche. And then one day I'll be like, did I see that movie? Yeah, I saw it.
Did you watch The Stinger?
I knew it was one because everybody set and I got up and I left and I saw the whole theater sitting there. I said, so it must be a stinger, but I don't feel like waiting around. So
do you want to know what it is?
Oh, of course. Of course.
I didn't either. I just looked it up.
yeah, I just left.
Venom tells Brock about symbiotes, and then all of a sudden they're transported, like a blinding light transports them to a different room, and I guess they watch J. Jonah Jameson reveal Spider-Man. The identity of Spider-Man on TV.
That's a pretty good damn stinger, because
I fucking know.
Yeah, that's
they should warn one. You when it's a good one.
Yeah, because they wasted time with so much of that shit.
I would have stayed.
Yeah, that's a really normally good
one. I get up as soon as the credits start rolling, and if there's someone in there waiting for an after credits, I'm just like, stomp, stomp, stomp. Right. To make my opinion. I will not be there. I will not be beholden to you.
No, that's a good one. Credit. That's a good one. And that movie comes out this Christmas. So, wow. Yeah, they said they were going to merge. We could have did a story a couple weeks ago. They would say they were doing the Spider-Verse, you know, melding the Venom into the Marvel. And I was like, that's good. So, because I think that's what the Venom story needs. I think it needs more.
So I have a question for you.
To survive, yes.
The first Venom.
Yes.
Was it rated R?
I believe so, yeah.
Because this one is PG-13.
Oh, I thought it said rated R.
I don't think so. Is it?
Yeah, it's rated R.
My ticket said
PG-13. No, it's PG-13, so maybe I'm wrong. No,
it must. And the reason I ask that is because there was some lines in this movie that I was like, is that what an adult would say?
They use their one F-bomb, so.
They did.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, that's what really stuck at home to me, that I was like, as soon as he said that, I was like, this is PG-13.
Yeah, because it was just one time, and it was so defined.
It was so stood out, like, this is our time to use it. Fuck you. I wonder if there's a length limit on the fuck. What if we just made a feature-length movie called Fuck, where the word fuck was just drawn out for an hour and 30 minutes?
That would be.
And then we tried to get it made PG-13.
Terrible. The first one was PG-13, too. So there we go.
Oh, really? Yeah. I kind of remember that being, like, less like that.
Yeah. Yeah, so there we are. So
we made it. We did it.
Yeah, that's it, man. So, well, I recommend this. It was fun. It was fun to watch. Yeah,
honestly, don't go to the theater for it. Don't risk your life for it.
Yeah, yeah, but it held. This, the thing about these movies that's in theaters, Tiff, that bothers me is that you give it 3 weeks and they're on streaming. Damn it.
I know.
You know.
But we are two idiots doing a podcast.
Yes, indeed. And we love doing it for you, the people.
We do. I mean, I do love doing it, but like, that's the reason we're there. Like, if I wasn't podcasting, I wouldn't go to the theater right now.
No effing way. So that's gonna do it, man. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego, Mr. Button, all the way up to the top. With me is my sensitive co-host, Miss Tiffelbot. Say goodbye to the people, Tiff.
It's been a pleasure, as always.
Indeed. And until next week, I think we're coming back with James Bond next week, man, because I think it came out this week, so we got all week to see it. So until then, man, we will be
on patrol.